Dr. Kelvin Kongu, Dr. Mark Wenning huma żewġ mexxejja prominenti fil-qasam tas-saħħa indiġena. Imma jgħidu li ffaċċjaw diversi ostakoli fl-istudju tagħhom tal-mediċina kif magħrufa fil-pajjiżi tal-Punent waqt li żammew il-kultura aboriġini tagħhom. Id-dar ta' Kelvin Kong dejjem kienet mimlija bin-nies. Ommu Grace kienet nurse u għalhekk kulħadd kien jiġi jagħti l-qim kura l-influenza u mar tieħor. Waħda mill-memorji distinti tiegħu bħala tifel kien li jikkompeti ma' oħtu dwar min kien serje lill-ommu.
Families would come around, our cousins and their cousins and lots of kids around, and it'd always been my sisters and I trying to fight over who's gonna help mum first.
Kien ħafna snin wara meta irrealizza kif din is-sitwazzjoni fil-fatt tirrifletti n-nuqqas ta' kura tas-saħħa għal l-Awstraljani indiġeni.
The thing that really disheartened me is when you get a bit older and understand the process, you would actually talk to friends in high school or later years and think, why don't you just go up to the hospital like everyone else? Why don't you go to your local doctor? And I think that's when you start asking the questions about, you know, why does that happen with our family but not our non-Indigenous friends?
Dr. Kong ġej minn familja edukata, missieru kien tabib Ċiniż u ommu waħda mill-ewwel infermiera indiġeni fl-Awstralja. Ħutu l-bniet kienu l-ewwel gradwati aboriġini tal-mediċina mill-Università ta' Sydney li ispirawh biex ikompli l-karriera tiegħu tal-mediċina fl-Università ta' New South Wales fejn sar wieħed mill-ewwel tobba speċjalisti indiġeni Awstraljani. Il-familja Kong weħidha tagħmel 1.5% tal-260 tobba u speċjalisti aboriġini fl-Awstralja. Imma minkejja s-suċċess tal-familja jgħidu li ma sabuwix faċli. In-nanna ta' Dr. Kong ħarbet mill-ġenerazzjonijiet misruqa kien 40 sena wara li hija u l-familja kollha tagħha reġgħu ingħaqdu flimkien.
As a consequence of fear, as a consequence of not having any knowledge of where all her family went, and as a consequence of the policies, she just stayed away from that. So I don't think it was very pleasant in that environment. I think what I take from that is not so much the disparity of the despair of what she endured, but rather the notion that she had of love, of bond, of bringing her family up, and proving that in three generations, from her daughter, my mother, Grace, to my sisters, she's got a nurse and doctors out of it.
Dr. Kelvin Kong li huwa speċjalista tal-widnejn, l-imnieħer u l-griżmejn jgħid li s-soċjetà ħafna drabi taħseb li l-poplu aboriġinu ma jagħmilx progress u suċċess fis-soċjetà in ġenerali.
When we look at some of the mass media, particularly in recent years, we talk about alcoholism, substance abuse, welfare dependence and children being neglected. When in actual fact, all of my friends or none of my friends, Aboriginal friends, have been in any of these categories. And in fact, they're contributing to Australian society in an extremely meaningful and a very proud way. And I think that's the reality rather than the perception.
Dr. Kong zitt jgħid li l-konnessjoni tiegħu mal-kultura aboriġina, il-mediċina tan-nanna tiegħu mill-bux u l-istejjer ta' l-aboriġini jikkumplementaw il-prattiċi tiegħu fil-mediċina moderna.
Oh, and huge, but I think the spirituality of traditional or Ngunkuri medicine is quite important. A lot of the Ngunkuris talk about mental health and psychological healing. I think that's still an important part of any kind of health regime.
Mexxej prominenti ieħor fis-saħħa indiġena li jgħid li l-wirt aboriġinu tiegħu għenu fil-karriera medika tiegħu huwa Dr. Mark Wenning li huwa wkoll speċjalista tal-widnejn l-imnieħer u l-griżem.
I think in a number of ways that's been helpful to me. One is particularly just in the approach to health in general. So rather than being just kind of biomedical and thinking about things from a clinical perspective, it's thinking about things from a socio-cultural perspective as well. And then thinking about where health fits into people's lives in the context of Aboriginal people and Aboriginal communities.